您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A new report has revealed the current state of marriage among the Chinese people. The survey showed that young married couples are more likely to have moved in together before marriage. Why is that? 中国幸福婚姻家庭调查报告显示，越来越多的年轻人选择婚前同居。你支持婚前同居吗？ What's going on here, guys?
So the survey, which has been entitled Happily Married Chinese Families, released by the China Association of Marriage and Family and GenEye.com, a matchmaking website, has revealed that the current stage has revealed the current state of marriage among the Chinese people. The survey collected the responses of over 10,000 people who claimed to be happily married in 2015 in 10 different cities, including Beijing, Guangzhou, and Chongqing. The survey showed that about 14% of respondents who were born in the 1960s moved in together before marriage. The number has increased to about 44% among the ones who were born in the 1970s and continues to surge to nearly 60% among the young generation born in the 1980s. Oh, cool. The report says that we're still young because I'm born in the 80s and I thought I was old. So that's a positive.
So basically the survey told us that the young married couples in China are now more likely to have moved in together before marriage than their predecessors. You look at the number, I think it's a little bit staggering. Nearly 60% of those people who were born after 1980s would choose to cohabit before getting married. I think it's a good, tendency here.
Really? Jumping into conclusions already?
Guys, I might be the token white guy on the Roundtable show, but isn't this normal? The idea of you meet a girl, you go out, get to know each other, seems all right. Relationship gets a bit more serious, you try living together, it also seems all right. You think, I can keep doing this, and then you get married. I always thought that was the standard process for relationships. Is that wrong?
Well, by just looking at the statistics that you guys cited earlier, you see a major difference between, let's say, those born after the 1960s and the generation that's born after the 1980s, that, you know, there's a huge discrepancy between their attitude towards moving in together before marriage, and you can see that Chinese society is changing, that people's attitude is changing, as now for young people like us, or you listening to our show, we are people that think this is no big deal, but ask our parents. Of course it was a big deal. It would be like people pointing fingers at the couple that they're not married and they're living together, and what? They came out of the same apartment in the morning? What went on there? Okay, for a second I was Dama, and no offense to those middle-aged ladies, they are the backbone of the happiness of Chinese families, you know, don't come after me. But you see my point.
Yeah. See, the funny thing is, when He Yang does that impression, something becomes very, very clear.
What
you
is
think
that?
You have the current generation of Damas, and that they're the last generation. But you realize it's going to continue because He Yang is obviously going to be the next generation of Damas in Beijing.
But a more open-minded Dama.
Well, not necessarily. She was doing that impression very convincingly. I think that's what she actually feels.
Okay, in 30 years, maybe I will become a Dama, but who knows what will I be. But I'd still be wearing high heels and marching around the city, hopefully.
See, very elegant Dama.
Oh,
yeah, an elegant Dama. That could be your new nickname.
And
that's
then
really
you,
cool.
And you guys
Dama.
Will become
what's that pronunciation?
Daddy, you know, it's just not very satisfying for me to listen to this. But anyway, when it comes to relationships, it is never easy. And when it comes to cohabitation, it's a big step for any couple, I think.
Yeah.
And Luyu, you were saying that you're surprised with this staggering figure.
I'm not surprised.
You think it's good.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry for misinterpreting what you were saying. And I just like to say, in reality, when you look at the general population, when we diverge away from this survey, the statistics is probably even higher for this.
Yes.
Because this is only surveying those who are supposedly happily married. Mm. And what about all those people who are still in cohabitation state and might not be married or even want to be married? I think there hasn't really been all that attention devoted to those people.
It's something that's very, very common in the West. I think the idea of cohabitation and not getting married is something that we see all the time. And it's just not considered a big deal. I think people are more concerned about the conversation of cohabitation and not having children than they are about the idea of cohabitation and not getting married.
I think only by living together you could understand each other, each other's temperament, personality traits, because when you are passionately in love with each other, a lot of people tend to be a little bit pretentious. You know what I mean? They tend to, for example, the
so bitter
boyfriend.
The guy who's not in love saying that, so bitter.
Oh, don't be so mean to Luo Yu. Oh no, Luo Yu, I understand what you're saying. You know, I'll stick up for you. Yes, I can understand what you're going at. Sometimes I think in a relationship when you're not living together, you have a place to hide the real you. You have a chance to not show your true colors, but when you're living together,
right.
How could you hide yourself?
I do have a big question for the both of you. I know that in the United States, for example, if you have two people that have lived together for a long period of time, they enter into what is called a civil partnership, in which case they may have not gone to get married, but the law stipulates they're pretty much married. All the things that happen to married people apply. So if they break up, there will be proceedings that you get which are very similar to a divorce. And they're pretty much married. Let's just call it what it is. What's the procedure for this in China if you're cohabiting for a long period of time? Is there a procedure?
I don't think there's any procedure here in China.
You're not recognized by law, period.
And that is why this is such a big deal then. Because in the United States, you don't need to get married. If you're with each other for a long time, the law is going to protect you. And it's considered a serious relationship in the eyes of, well, everyone. Whereas in China, it's that dodgy grey middle ground where people aren't really sure where you guys are going and what you guys are.
And when you're saying about the recognized by law bit, so in the US, you're talking about, let's say, these two people who are in a civil relationship and they break up, and then the law actually stipulates, like, asset division and, you know, all those kind of things, protecting your rights, right? Here in China, if you're not married, if you don't have that piece of paper, there's no gray area. Mm-hmm. It's just black or white. You are unmarried and you're not entitled to those rights.
But I have one major concern. How about the children involved in this process? When I talk about civil relationships.
Seriously, in China, when two people are not married and have kids?
They sometimes have kids, and those children will be considered as illegal children.
Yeah, and that's why parents try to get married, because you need to get a hookah for your kid, and that's the only way to do it. Yes.
Okay, so Luo Yu, so the big question I want to ask you is, and I know that cohabiting with a woman is a very foreign subject to you, we're not overly well versed in, but do you see this as the way forward for China? Do you think that we should have the exact same system, mirror the United States, and say, okay, everyone that cohabits for 2 years, they enter into a civil relationship, and do you think that would work?
I don't think it'll be working in the future.
Why?
I think it's a brand new idea, but, you know, a lot of problems will be incurred, for example, when it comes to the financial assets you have, you know, how to split them up, right? And in terms of responsibility, you know, I don't think it's a very, very smart idea. What do you think?
I think it is a good idea. I mean, my problem with this topic is that as far as I'm concerned, and I know not everyone will agree with me on this, but you can only marry for love. That should be the only reason that two people get married as far as I'm concerned. Because for me, a wedding certificate is just basically you guys confirming that you want to be together for the rest of your lives. And you can't really know that without premarital cohabitation.
Mm-hmm.
And since that's now becoming a necessity, according to my definition, it only seems right that the laws that apply in the US and Europe should probably start to be implemented here to protect people who are cohabiting for a long period of time.
Well, I think a lot of people here in China will take marriage as a very, very serious matter. It's like, you know, a very important decision in your lifetime. So people are very serious. I mean, especially for the girls, what will the girls be thinking about this sort of civil relationship? Come on, we're living together. I want a recognition from the male side. I mean, I can't just be living together with you, even producing babies for you, and then...
Let's leave the baby side out of it yet. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So you guys are talking about cohabitation. Does it work? Does it not work? And our listeners have something to say, too. Okay, hold your horses. Let's listen to what they want to say first, all right? So W says, totally for premarital cohabitation and thinks that this is the suitable way and the careful way, with great caution, as you your take on marriage.
Yes.
Because only through this way can you make sure that this person is suitable for you in every aspect. And I tend to agree on that. This, I think so. I'm agreeing with Sam.
That's
more
what I've been saying. I just think it's the way forward.
But not to the civil relationship part. I mean, I agree with cohabitation. No problem on that.
Yeah, so civil relationship is actually taking this a bit further. And I think maybe it's something that's useful to have a debate on. But whether this is all that applicable for people right now could be a slight different story. And also, Honglia is saying that doesn't really sound like a good idea, because marriage, well, there's no turning back from a marriage unless you divorce. And with cohabitation, it's actually quite easy to say no, you know, there is a turning back. So I suppose this could be a good thing. But what she's saying is, and then you'd be used to this person, and there is going to be no spark when you actually do get married. And what is the point of getting married when you've already had the good stuff together? And why do you even want to get married in the future? It could be a little bit difficult.
I'm actually really happy that Hongling made this point, because it's similar to some of the research that we were looking at earlier about the pros and cons of cohabitation. And one of the biggest cons is that men are a bit kind of more relaxed about how they treat a woman that they're living with or married to, as opposed to someone they're dating. So if you're dating someone, you tend to buy them lots of really nice gifts and you take them out to nice places. If you're cohabiting or you're married, then you kind of feel a bit more relaxed about that, because you see each other every day. And I would say that, tracking back to Hongling's point here, that it all depends on your expectations of the relationship. I think if you're looking to start a family and buy a house and do all of that and plan a future together, if those are your expectations of the relationship, then make it your expectation. Start thinking about that more than the spark. Whereas if you're looking for a spark and excitement and fun and adventure, then maybe not just marriage, but a long-term relationship is just something that's not appropriate for you.
What if have a very good discussion with the other side? I mean, you know, what is his or her expectation, you know, in terms of the relationship, the pathway of the relationship? For example, are you, will you be marrying someone in the future, or are you pretty happy with just the cohabitation, living together with me, sharing the beautiful moments together?
I mean, in theory, if you're happy cohabiting with someone, I can't think of any reasons why you wouldn't want to get married. Nothing changes. You're already living together. What do you think there'd be any difference, Loyu, from marriage to cohabitation?
But there is a civil relationship, as you've mentioned.
But in terms of your daily lives, what changes?
They're not, you know, basically they're similar.
Let's be accurate here. They're the same.
They're not the same. They're not.
And He Yang is telling us from her previous experience of being married.
No. And don't even have a boyfriend right now. So what do I have to say here?
But why would you think they're different then?
Because I think cohabitation, I'm trying to think from more of a female perspective here. I think unless, like, the two parties come into this sort of on the same page and know that, you know, you want to get married, it's important that you guys are on the same page in the beginning. Because what if one party doesn't even want to get married and the other one wants to, and then you enter this phase, then there's bound to be, you know, there's no agreement in the end, and then that becomes very, very complicated. But I suppose for, you know, these days, even when you buy a car, you need to go for a test drive, right? And, yeah, I know.
So cohabitation is basically a test drive.
Yeah, men to me are just like vehicles. No, that is
not
what
really?
I mean.
Oh, really?
That is not what I mean.
So, is that a Maserati or a Cherry?
Maserati sounds pretty good. But
anyway,
I think when it comes to this kind of situation, negotiating is probably something that could happen, and also just trying to... It's the difficult part, to get each other to know what's going on, and that part is really important. Otherwise, I think somebody's heart could be broken here. It's Joy Ye. Well, it's a long-time listener, but first-time leaving us a message. Hello there. Says that he, or she, it's actually a she, I think, supports Luo Yu, your argument, and also provides an interesting perspective on things that usually in these relationships, cohabitation, when it doesn't work or when other people see that a couple is doing this, often the woman is the one that's subject to ridicule and is treated differently, maybe the damas or whoever. So I think so much is changing in today's Chinese society, but so much has not changed at the same time. And, you know, what do you think is a good thing to do here?
I mean, just on the topic of changing, have you guys ever stopped to consider that it's not necessarily a bad thing? The idea that you've got a great mix of old and new and different thoughts, and it's what makes shows like The Round Table so interesting, because you have modern and you have traditional ideas and they're all merging into one. And I think it's a huge part of what makes China such an interesting country.
I think most Chinese people tend to treat marriage in a very serious way. So cohabitation is a very good choice, and it will be serving as a testament whether you will be suitable to each other.
And also, I wasn't going to bring this point up, actually, because it's such a big talking point, but the rise in rates of cohabitation may have also got a strong correlation with the rising rates in divorce in China.
Mm.
And if you look at divorce rates in China, they've gone up consistently over the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people obviously don't want to get divorced. It's making people think, oh, how do I not make this happen to me? Which means they're being a lot more careful in terms of marriage, and being a lot more careful, in this case, is cohabitation. The idea of living with each other first to make sure you're right for each other and don't end up adding to that divorce statistic.
It's interesting, two things are going on at the same time, but I would hesitate to draw a relationship between the two here, actually, because I think when you look at today's China and people's attitude towards marriage, despite divorce rates hiking and people have suspicion about marriage in general, some people do, but still, when you look at the general figure, most Chinese young people go into a marriage at the age of 26.
The national average.
Hold up, Haya.
Yeah.
Do you want to get divorced?
I'm not even married,
no,
and you're asking me that.
But in the future, would you like to have a divorce?
I don't want to, and I hope that, you know...
You don't want a divorce?
No, I don't.
Second question, would you be concerned if all your friends around you, if you were married and all your friends around you were getting divorces?
Why would I be concerned about
like
that?
If
they all get married, then I'd be alone and I don't have any friends. That's the thing that I'm most worried about. Well, there you go. We always talk about marriage and relationships and such things on Roundtable. That is one of our favorite subjects. Send us messages if you are interested as well. And you can also send us personal stories, as a lot of our listeners have. And we will try our best to give you, I wouldn't even say advice, but just a different point of view. And hopefully that can inspire you.